Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 29th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Dell announced the Inspiron Chromebook 14 2-in-1 laptop. It has an all-metal body, 14-inch touchscreen, weighs less than 4 pounds, and comes with an active pen. It runs on a Core i3 Intel processor, Intel's UHD 620 graphics, 4 gigabytes of RAM, and 64 gigabytes of storage, coming October 23rd for $599. There'll also be a model with 128 gigabytes of storage. Dell also updated its Inspiron 7000 and 5000 lines of convertible laptops with fingerprint readers and Amazon voice support, shipping October 2nd. All the new laptops, including the Chromebook, have a new thermal management system with vents behind the hinges. Dell also updated the XPS and Vostro laptop lines and has a new 27-inch monitor with USB-C connectivity, available now for $550. Google announced the redesigned Wear OS 1.6, which highlights notifications and Google Fit information. Notifications will live in a single panel now that users can scroll through and then swipe horizontally if you want to dismiss one. Google Assistant is now a left swipe from the watch face and Fit to the right. Google Stream's proactive info is now to the left of the home screen as well. Google will begin rolling it out to any watch with Android Wear 2.0 or newer over the next month. Fossil subsidiary Skagen announced the Falster 2 smartwatch with health tracking features and a swim-proof case attached to a magnetic steel mesh strap. It contains a heart rate monitor, support for Google Fit, GPS, and Google Pay with a built-in NFC chip, as well as two programmable side buttons. It runs on the two-year-old Snapdragon Wear 2100 chip, starting at $275, shipping September 12th. Intel took the wraps off its 8th-gen processors. There are three new Whiskey Lake U-Series chips, that's Intel's mid-range line for laptops, and three 8th-gen Amber Lake Y-Series processors. Intel is emphasizing integrated gigabit Wi-Fi support, as well as built-in Amazon and Cortana voice support. Facebook Watch launched in the U.S. a year ago, and now it's launching to more countries. Facebook is introducing ad breaks to more publishers as well. They can be pre-roll, mid-roll, or images below the video. Facebook also launched Creator Studio for users to manage their content across Facebook and Instagram. Facebook Watch is coming right now to UK, Ireland, Australia, and New Zealand, with 21 more countries next month and more to follow after that. Acer announced a new Swift 7 laptop with a 92% screen-to-body ratio, 10 millimeters thick, weighing less than 2.2 pounds. Acer calls it the world's thinnest laptop. Acer also announced a mixed-reality headset, the OJ0500. It has modular parts, so the lens and the head strap, for instance, can be removed and cleaned, great for museums or other attractions. It has a 100-degree field of view and a sound pipe for hearing audio without headphones, though you can opt for the hard strap, which has built-in headphones. The OJ0500 will be available in the U.S. and Europe in November, starting at $399. And Acer announced the Predator Triton 900 gaming laptop with that Ezel hinge that can rotate the screen, as well as Aeroblade cooling, but they didn't announce any other details about the Predator Triton 900. Instagram announced a three-part plan to improve safety on its platform. A section called About This Account will show the date it was created, the country it's located in, other accounts with shared followers, username changes within the last year, and any ads the account is running. Users can now request verification as well from the settings. You'll have to provide a full real name plus ID, or if you're a business, business verification. Finally, Instagram will support apps like Duo Mobile and Google Authenticator for two-factor authentication within the coming weeks. Dfinity wants to create decentralized computing resources, or what they call Cloud 3.0, using a combination of open source software and blockchain tech to compete with companies like Amazon Web Services and Salesforce. Dfinity raised $102 million, in part from Andreessen Horowitz on Wednesday. Dfinity hopes to get take-up from academic organizations and startups to scale up its world computer. Nintendo announced its Dragalia Lost RPG will come out September 27th in Japan, Hong Kong, Macau, the US, and Taiwan. It's Nintendo's first mobile game based on new IP. Finally, the information has sources that say Amazon plans to launch a free ad-supported streaming service for users of Fire TV. The service is tentatively called Free Dive. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.